You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Fauci warns of a rise in cases, a memo exposes Amazon, and schools struggle with cybersecurity. Here's what you should know. Tuesday, U.S. coronavirus cases rose by more than 40,000 for the fourth time in 5 days. But the nation's leading disease researcher, Anthony Fauci, told Congress he wouldn't be surprised if that number hits 100,000 soon as states continue to skip benchmarks in their reopening phases. For months, Amazon has claimed its coronavirus data among warehouse workers wasn't particularly useful and refused to share it. Now, a detailed internal memo reveals not only that the company has been keeping close track of outbreaks among its employees, but also that, contrary to the company's earlier statements, some of its warehouses seem to have significantly higher infection rates than the counties in which they are located. The pandemic has brought on cybersecurity threats around the world, from hacked Zoom meetings to phishing emails to contact tracing scams. But schools that already had notoriously weak digital security now face even greater threats, and with classes moving online, the stakes are even higher. Read more details on these threats at Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.